I told Nadia about Jesus and asked if she wanted to be a Christian, but she said no. Did I do it wrong?
Just be patient. It can take time for your friend to come to Jesus. Well, hello, I'm Zach, and once again, you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. Let's get started today. Maybe you've been friends with someone for a long time, and you finally had a chance to tell them about Jesus, and that's great. But then they said they didn't want to be a Christian, and that can be pretty discouraging. Just know this, it may take some time before they decide to accept Jesus' salvation. Be patient and keep showing them the difference Jesus has made in your life. Just like it says in Galatians 6:9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Our story today is called Catch of the Day. Lainey helped her dad get the fishing gear together and put it in the car. "All set, Dad. Let's go." She was excited about her first fishing trip with her father. As they traveled to the lake, Lainey told Dad about a conversation she'd recently had with a friend. "I finally got up the nerve to talk to Nadia about Jesus, but it didn't seem to do any good. I asked her if she wanted to trust in him, and she said no." "Well," Dad replied, "maybe you'll learn something today about witnessing. Fishing and witnessing are a lot alike." Lainey frowned but didn't ask what Dad meant. At the lake, Dad showed Lainey how to bait her hook. "Good," he said. "Now throw out the line and then sit back and wait." Lainey did as she was told, but soon she became restless. "How long do I have to wait?" she asked. Dad shot her a pleasant smile. "Until you get a bite." Lainey frowned. "I didn't know it would take so long to catch a fish." "Sometimes it does," her dad replied. "The fish don't just jump into the boat. You do everything you can to get them to bite. You bait the hook and then you wait patiently, sometimes for a long time. When and if you get a bite, you finally get to pull in the line, and hopefully you'll catch the fish." Dad smiled. "I told you that witnessing and fishing were a lot alike. Now do you see why?" "Well, to catch fish, we bait the hook and wait patiently," Lainey said. "I've been friends with Nadia for a while now, and I've talked with her about Jesus, but maybe there's something more I could do to get her interested. Like, I could invite her to vacation Bible school this summer. I think she'd like it. And then I guess I just need to have patience." "That's right," said Dad. "While you wait, keep being a friend to Nadia and ask Jesus to change her heart. Maybe he will let you pull in the line someday." He smiled. Now, wouldn't that be the catch of the day? So how about you? Have you witnessed to someone by telling them about Jesus? Were you disappointed because they didn't trust in him right away? Sometimes bringing someone to Jesus takes a lot of patience, persistence, and prayer. Keep being a friend to that person and praying for them, and do what you can to show them the joy that comes from knowing Jesus. Keep witnessing and waiting for God to work. Our key verse is Matthew 4:19.
Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people."
And our key thought for today, witness patiently. Grab a safe and easy tool to learn about Jesus wherever you go with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It has a full audio Bible and a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories. With its simple design, it's easy for kids to use. And when you buy a Storyteller, you'll be buying one for someone else around the world too. Grab one today at keysforkids.net/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.